Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Today, I am super excited to introduce our guest, Kimberly Wilkerson. Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm great. It's summer. The birds are chirping. The sun is out. The garden's growing, right? What more could you ask for?
Exactly. It's a beautiful day. So let's start with your journey and how your background in speech pathology has led you to start the company, the Token Clothing Company.
Sure. So it's kind of fun and kind of interesting. I think when I was in graduate school, goodness, 20 years ago now, for speech pathology, I was doodling fashion designs in the edges of my notes. Now, I'm not a great artist, so they didn't look superb. However, I knew at that point that at some point, I wanted a fashion company. And I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know what I was going to bring forward. I just knew that I wanted that. And I remember thinking at one point, too, why are you paying all of this money for school if you want to have a fashion company? But I really did know that speech pathology was part of my path and I wanted to do it. And I'm so grateful I did because I have really enjoyed it. And of course, over the years, I took some classes, some private lessons with people that they helped me be able to draw a little bit better, understand fashion better. I studied color and texture and design just on the side as I also gained education, more education, and greater capacity as a speech language pathologist. And finally, back in around 2020, 21, of course, we were in the heat of 19 and everything was a little bit nutty. I had an opportunity as a speech pathologist to go down and work in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I scuba dive and snorkel, and I absolutely love the tropics. And so I thought, this is such a great opportunity for me to still make money as a speech pathologist, but also do it in a setting that I would absolutely love. However, I also felt the nudge that I needed to start my company. And I finally decided, even with everything that was going on with supply chain demands and costs, there were lots of things going on. I just thought, okay, I've got to take that leap. And so I decided to put the offer for the Virgin Islands to the side, knowing I could go back at any time, hopefully, and move forward in launching Token Clothing Company. And as I started looking through all of my notes over the years of classes I had taken and studies that I had done and designs that I had drawn, I noticed that there were words everywhere in my notes around those designs. Some of it was because I had to explain what the drawing was, since again, artistry is not my forte. But also I saw all of these positive words because when I would doodle with language. And it was really interesting to recognize that my experience as a speech pathologist and just by nature who I am and some of the passions I have for life had to do with words and with language. And so I determined that I wanted to fuse powerful language, knowing the neuroscience and positive psychology research behind that language, with the platform of fashion. And so the first line that we brought forward is pajamas with purpose. And I thought with pajamas, which COVID helped create a golden era of pajamas, whether that's good or bad, I don't know, right? But nonetheless, that's what happened. And I thought, you know what, this is a time when we wear pajamas that we think more quietly, we're a little bit more reflective. Usually it's the nighttime. We are ready to settle down, have a little bit more of an intimate experience, maybe with our thoughts and ourselves. And I thought, wouldn't that be great to reflect upon language that is powerful and edifying through pajamas? So that is how Pajamas with Purpose came along. And then I think it was about a year after that, we launched, which I'm wearing today, our tees, which are our I Am tees, again, using language that edifies. And like the pajamas, these are designed so as a person wearing this t-shirt, I can look in the mirror and I can read this powerful language and have my mindset transformed. But you can look at me and also read the language and have your mindset transformed. So that is a niche piece of Token Clothing Company, is that we edify the woman or the girl who's using our product, but we make sure that they can then edify those who are in their space, paying them forward always. Yeah. So that is a really brief nutshell of speech pathologist to Token Clothing Company.
Yeah. Well, I love that because, you know, looking on your website at the like specifically the t-shirt line where it, you could see the text, right, the words, but then you see backwards words. Yeah. And until you just said that, I didn't realize what that meant. And so it's so cool to kind of think of it from a perspective of reflection, right? Because you look in the mirror for you to see the words, but then also, like you just said, other people can read them because of the text, I guess, I don't know, forward facing, however you explain it. But it's so cool to kind of tie in that reflection piece, because that's truly what you're doing when you're looking at these words on your clothes or, you know, whatever, you know, when you're standing in the mirror getting ready for the day, you see these powerful, inspiring words that are going to not only, you know, get your mindset right, but make you feel confident, proud, whatever it might be. So it's amazing. And I love that niche of like reflection for the person who's wearing it to see the words and then also for other people looking at you. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about self, like you said, self-love, self-confidence, self-empowerment, because we need that. And especially because of some of the mental and emotional health challenges that most all of us face, and some of us struggle with more than others, we need to be able to train our minds to speak kindly and to develop love and compassion for ourselves.
Yeah. So where did, since language and words are such a integral part of who you are, where did Token Clothing Company come from? Is there any like meaning behind the word token?
Yes, there is. Thank you. Right. I've been very intentional in every piece. Actually, that word comes from scripture. Just reading scripture and looking at some appendices of scripture, as I was looking at that, I'm like, this is perfect because a token is a representation, right? When we think of what a token is, usually it represents something else. And again, words represent something profound to us. So all of that plays, yes, the name of token plays into itself, right? We're wearing things that represent. It's really interesting when you think about language. And of course, because I'm a speech pathologist and a nerd in that, I'm like, oh, this is so fascinating. But most people just don't think about this. When you think about language, like you think about the word, I don't know, smile. If you were just to take those letters and like turn them upside down or turn them on their side, like a squiggly lines and a line with a dot and this straight line. Well, what does that actually mean? It's fascinating how this visual marker can mean something in our language, and certainly it would mean something in a different language, right? So there are representations and symbols all around us. And it's how we use that symbolism to, again, edify our lives and to reach our potential that's important through our choices. So Token Clothing is all about, it's just not about fashion, but it's about who we can become and who we really are.
That's so amazing. I think that, you know, tying this into the visibility side of things, like when you are truly authentic in who you are and you've internally identified your visibility, that you can show up in your full self because of that. And so I love having this language to support and, you know, enhance your confidence or, you know, make you feel this clarity around who you are by using language to remind you to, you know, to give people an understanding of who you are It's such an amazing tie-in with the language and the visibility side of things, internally and externally.
Yeah. I sometimes when I present, because I present to numerous groups, I ask them the question, can you imagine if you didn't have language today, how your life would look different, whether it was written or oral or nonverbal, meaning our facial expressions, our gestures, our movements. If we were void of language, what would our world look like? We can't even fathom that because we're interacting as people all day. And sometimes we're interacting with a book, we're interacting online. All of it is communication and language, and we have to understand how to use that language to best meet our needs and to serve other people and to move forward how we want to move forward.
So it's interesting. One of the phrases you use in your brand is intelligent fashion that grows self-confidence and inspires love. So why is that phrase so powerful in your brand?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Actually, intelligent fashion is something I've coined. I'm sure you've probably heard of smart fashion. That's been around the fashion industry for some years, and usually that deals with some piece of tech. Whether you wear clothing that can measure your body temperature, there's just one example, right? So, but intelligent fashion, again, when we look at the word intelligence, and I go back both to secular and spiritual, so in scriptures, intelligence is truth and light when you look at definitions in scriptures. Which that is what this fashion is all about. It is about bringing light to the world and helping people understand who they really are. When we look at secular definitions of that word, it's all about knowledge and learning. And certainly, again, this fashion company is about teaching people how to use language in ways that help them reach their potential and transform their mindset. So it is so the, I've again I've coined that. In fact, I published a white paper last summer about intelligent fashion and what that actually means in our society and how that can be a solution to some of our mental health challenges. But with this company, when you can use fashion, the platform of fashion in a way that transforms that mindset, you can grow self-love. You can have that self-confidence. Again, it's through language that those things happen, whether it's fashion or not.
That's so amazing. I love that. I'm just like, oh, I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm so in love with this conversation. So tell me about, like, as you've been building Token Clothing Company, has there been any surprises that you weren't expecting when you started the company, or maybe some challenges that you've encountered that you're overcoming or have overcome based on your current situation?
Sure. Right. I mean, as an entrepreneur, everyone knows, are you kidding me? Like, I mean, all you do is problem solve. That is the definition of being an entrepreneur. You are a problem solver. But there's this piece in us that loves it. Even though sometimes we want to maybe pound our head into a wall, right, in moments, there's also this piece where, like, yes, we can do this. And so certainly I don't have a background in fashion design. Again, my background is in science and the arts, like language arts. But so a lot, everything was shooting from the hip, but I also know how to ask really good questions and how to research and ponder and think about, hey, what's going to happen? And even with that, there's still things you're like, I had no idea. So a couple of things just in production, right? So this was a few years ago, but when I was working with a mill in California, everything's done in the USA. They had never done this with the pajamas. They had never done printing on the interior of a garment. So with the pajamas, the tops are reversible, but I purposely wanted the words to rest against the skin. That is based upon Masaru Emoto's research. Many people might know who he
Amazing.
is. He's done a lot of research. He's passed away, but he did a lot of research with water and language and what happened with crystals as you added a word to water. And we're about 60% water, right? So I'm like, I want those words resting on us, but I want them to be reversible. So the mill, and they did a really good job, but one of the things, again, because this was a new project, they did a quality check on the exterior side of the pajamas, or maybe it was actually it was the they did a quality check on the interior side because that's where the words were. They didn't do a quality check on the exterior side, even though it needed to be that way, because especially with the pants, that's what you see. And so there were some, so the 5% of that fabric, it's modal French terry, which is luxurious, but 5% is spandex. So there were some spandex breaks throughout the reams of fabric that we didn't know until we got it to the cut and sew factory. And someone's like, okay, how do you deal with all the loss of that, right? With working with them. And then, you know, again, at the cut and sew factory, I think we had 25 sets of pajamas that were actually cut upside down because of the words, right? And again, just even though I tried to communicate as well as I could, mistakes happen. Yeah. And so recognizing, even though that's a lot of money that's lost and you have to figure out how to negotiate it and deal with the production side of it, I learned, I'm like, all right, Kimberly, even though you think you might be communicating really well, how can you mitigate future happenings and make sure, right? Like, I just didn't even know that I'd have to worry about these things. And that's okay. You learn as you go along. Something with all entrepreneurs, whether it's services or products, is you have a great service, you have a great product, but how do you really get it out in front of people? And that's a continual challenge, right? It's like, well, okay, yes, I have this really fun line, this fashion line that is meaningful, but how do I get it in front of the right people and enough of the people so then it becomes more viable? Yeah. But again, that's part of the game. That is just part of what we do as entrepreneurs, and we keep working at it. And we believe, like, I really strongly know that that's true. You have to believe in that product and that service that you're offering, because there is magic and power that happens in belief. Yeah. And so that's how I face it, is, you know, there are days that are really rough, but you keep moving forward.
Yeah. You have to keep the momentum going. Take one step at a time, even if it's a baby step, right? You know that the motion is moving forward. And, you know, what you're talking about right there exactly is visibility for your brand and visibility for you, right? Like getting your name out in front of, you know, the people who need to learn about Token Clothing Company, and then visibility for your brand so people understand what this brand is all about and the intelligent fashion and, you know, the pajama line and just exactly what you're talking about, all these amazing little details about your company that you need to convey, like the words within the clothing, so that it's so close to your skin, right? And close to your heart or wherever it might be. And then the visual, the reflection of the words in the mirror, like those are so integral to your brand. And those are stories and messages that people need to hear and learn about, because they're going to fall in love with the company and the clothing because of those little details.
Right. And that's what we want. It is fashion, yet it's so much more. That was my purpose as I moved forward. And I knew that, you know, 20 years ago, I'm like, I want to do something different than I see being done. I just didn't know what it would look like until I got to the point of knowing I needed to watch. So.
And what has your own personal visibility been since starting this company? Like, I don't know if you're more of a reserved person, do you like being front and center? Like, how have you, like, maybe overcome being visible for the, you know, owner and founder of the company?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think I've ever been asked that, actually. And I would say years ago, I was a public speaker for the state of Wyoming. In fact, I'll share this. I was Miss Wyoming in the Miss America program. So I performed on multiple stages. I spoke in front of large audiences and crowds. So being able to be visible and share, especially something that I'm passionate about and know can really transform people's lives, it's absolutely fun for me. That is a piece I haven't had to overcome, I guess. And I know some people do. They're like, oh, I don't want to speak in front of people or even speak on a podcast. For me, I'm like, it's nothing. Let's talk. Let's go. There's other things that, you know, I've struggled with, not having the success I want at the rate I want it, you know, certainly doubting myself and my abilities. But that piece of being visible, I've been able to be a guest on multiple podcasts and been able, again, to give presentations to various groups. And so that's something that is really fun for me. And when you do love something and you know, like, I know for every entrepreneur, right, it's your baby, right? That service, like, you know it inside and out. And everything up here, you have this experience that no one else understands about what you've tried to create. Being able to share that is a pure delight for me.
Yeah. And it's like, you're like, I got this visibility thing down. Like, what's the next one, right? Bring on the next problem I've got to solve.
No, there's always ways to improve. And again, one of the reasons why I wrote that white paper was the visibility, maybe not just for me, I was the author of it, but to help other industries as well as the fashion industry understand what they can do in way of supporting and helping our mental health crisis. And I think that, again, that's a really important piece. One other thing I'll share, since we're talking about visibility, and you might have seen this on the website, is we do have an initiative called Pay It Forward with Pajamas, where we've partnered with the organization Refuge for Women, which is our nation's largest long-term rehabilitation center for women who have been sex trafficked. And I knew from the get-go that I wanted a philanthropic arm of Token Clothing Company. And so within a few months of launching, I had reached out to a few different organizations and felt that Refuge for Women was the best fit. And so customers have the opportunity to come onto that page on our site and look at these women and read their hopes and their dreams, right? We know that they've been through horrific situations. Nonetheless, they still have goals and have dreams for this life. And then a customer can gift them a pair of pajamas and in the checkout process, write a personal note of encouragement that Token Clothing Company fulfills to that woman. So that's another way that we're trying to partner with the community, not just to become visible, but also to help women who have really suffered incredible trauma.
Yeah, that's an amazing attribute to giving back and, you know, not only helping those women in need, but also, you know, fulfilling a purpose, right? It's so amazing to be in a space that you can do that and to help other people. And yeah, that's awesome. So let's wrap this up. And maybe can you give one piece of advice for a female entrepreneur who is maybe building a heart-led business? What's one step that they can take, or maybe a mindset shift to help them in the right direction for building and growing their business?
Sure. So there's multiple things, but here's the first one that comes to mind is they're going to be, again, the ebbs and the flows, and there are going to be some even deep and dark spots. Yeah. Just expect that, accept them, because in those spots, you will question, why am I doing this? You know, I see 100 other people doing this. What makes me different, et cetera, right? That is, I think those are common considerations. Absolutely. And sometimes if we can take them though, and we can make them a very negative experience. It's all right to consider and to question, but it's when we mull over them and ruminate on them and it can get darker and darker. So my piece of advice is to remember that you have, every single one of us has specific qualities, unique qualities to us, ways that we address issues, ways that we communicate that are different from anyone else. And yes, there might be, you know, 100 other people that want this person's service or this person's product, but there are going to be people that want your service and your product because of what you bring to the table that everyone else doesn't. Yep. So don't give up, because it's easy to be like, nothing's working. Everything's spinning. No one wants this. Like, why am I doing this? There are people that will want it. Again, whether it's a service or a product, that are going to be blessed and benefited by it. And so continue to show up, because I guarantee you, just like getting to the gym and lifting those weights, you are building muscles and you're building a work body that is going to be prepared to do those things that are coming your way. But you have to go through the trenches verbally to be able to then to be prepared and ready to show up exactly how you need to. So there's that.
Very inspiring, Kimberly. Thank you so much. I think that's the key. You just got to keep showing up. Even when you don't feel like 100%, it's a little bit of a messy middle, whatever it might be. You just got to keep moving forward. Like we said, take that one step every day to propel you into the next phase of your life, your journey, and the growth of yourself personally and your business as well. So thank you for that advice. I think that's very helpful. So how can people get in touch with you or learn more about Token Clothing Company?
Sure. I would just say come to our website, because you can find our socials there. And that is www.tokenclothingco.com. So tokenclothingco.com. And you can learn more about us there.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest today. I loved learning everything about your company and all of the nuances and intricacies and the thought and love that you've put into it. And it's just been so fun to get to know you a little bit more and share your story.
Thank you for letting me be here. It's been fun for me too.